Today, hot property market or not? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. The latest auction clearance rate data for the week to the 22nd of February 2026 showed that of the 2,831 listed auctions across the country, according to Cotality, 51% were reported as sold. The number coming to market was actually higher this past week, as you would expect now the holiday period has passed. But if you read the online property portals, then this was a booming weekend, despite the RBA lifting rates a couple of weeks back. Now, of course, the truth is a little bit different, in that an auction campaign takes a few weeks to run, and if you have decided to sell, then you're going to let it rip, while prospective buyers still desperate to buy will happily oblige, at least in some areas. The official clearance rate, as reported in the press, which takes the proportion of listed properties sold, came in at 68%, according to Cotality, with 1,445 cleared auctions compared with 686 uncleared. That gives a total of 2,132 results from the 2,831 pool. Within the uncleared, 403 were passed in, and 283 received a vendor bid. And we have 699 unreported results so far. That may go down in the days ahead. Now, I go through this in a bit of detail to highlight that you can make statistics tell you almost what you want to see. Just looking at the totality breakdown, Melbourne had the strongest auction numbers of the capital cities, with 1,395 residences that went under the hammer last week, up 67% from the volume of auctions a week before. The Victorian capital's clearance rate dropped to 68.1% from 70.1%. And there were 997 auctions held in Sydney, up 29% from the week before, with a preliminary clearance rate of 67.1%. And in the nation's smaller auction markets, Brisbane recorded 156 auctions with a 66.7% clearance. 142 homes went under the hammer in Adelaide, with an 82.6% success rate. That's, by the way, the highest of any capital city. And the ACT held 102 auctions with just a 58.6% clearance rate. And even Tassie managed one cleared auction this week. Three cheers for Tassie. Now, Domain reported somewhat similar trends, with 2,980 listed auctions across the country and 1,372 sold, giving a Domain clearance of 66.5% in Sydney. The median auction home price was $2.13 million compared to $1.125 million in Melbourne, while the median unit price was $1.12 million in Sydney compared to $740,000 in Melbourne. Now, whilst filling copy space, this information is frankly pretty meaningless, but it did give the AFR the chance to spruik with the headline $1 million gain in 6 years as Sydney buyers defy interest rate nerves. And the article said a two-bedroom terrace sold for $2.3 million, nearly $1 million above what the owner paid just 6 years ago, in a bullish weekend for auctions in Sydney that defied the recent interest rate rise. The young couple paid $500,000 above the price guide for the property in Darlington in the city's inner south, which has a garage and development approval. Now, the clue, of course, could well be in the development approval, as the new council zoning is rolling out in response to the densification of many areas across the city. And in fact, where the planning zones are changing, we are seeing considerable shifts in value as vendors seek to capitalise. To give you another example, St Mary's in Sydney's west, which I'm studying for an upcoming one-to-one discussion, the Penrith City Council has finalised and submitted a St Mary's Town Centre Master Plan that proposes rezoning and precinct controls to enable substantially higher densities within the station precinct. The master plan outlines delivery of 11,220 new dwellings and 12,760 new jobs by 2041. That exceeds the New South Wales government's target of 9,300 homes and 8,360 jobs. To support this, the council will rezone land to enable mixed-use development. Proposed building heights range from 8.5 metres at two storeys up to 61 metres to 18 storeys, and taller buildings will be located near the future metro station. Actually, values there are already adjusting, with newly zoned R3 medium-density residential zoning in place now that encourages medium-density housing forms, for example, townhouses, terraces, villa units, and low-rise apartments. And so we're seeing significant shifts in value. And that's really the point. Generic headlines about price trends or auction clearances are simply wallpaper. Every property is local, and you must look at the local circumstances. You know what I'm going to say? Go granular. Or to put it another way, sure, I can find locations where property is and will continue to rise in value, but there are other areas where prices remain in the doldrums or are even falling. You must look at the local story to make good property decisions, and more about that on Monday with Edwin in the Property Rant. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.